Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
Hey, what up?
Hello?
Hey, what's going on?
Good evening.
What up, Red? Hey, what up, everybody out there in internet radio land? It is Big Red and Brother B. Another episode of The Menu back at you. What up? Hope everybody's been good and is good. What's poppin', Big Red?
The sweat from earlier today when I was walking outside, even though it was cold. Hot flashes.
Oh, okay. I don't know nothing about that. once again, it's Big Red and Brother B. We're here with The Menu. Guest calling number is 347-324-3395. That's 347-324-3395. You also check us out on Facebook, The Menu, Mind You Are Your Mental, at Facebook.com, I believe. So, yeah, you kind of caught me off guard with that one. in a recovery.
How did you enjoy
right
your
now.
Day?
It was all right. After work, slept a little bit. And, back at it. I don't know what it is, man. I guess it's the time of year where, I mean, you have some people that get depressed, and you just have some people that just kind of run around confused. And I'm not depressed. I'm a little confused, but I'm not depressed. But, for those that are, hey, listen, you know what I'm saying? There's always somebody with you, and that got your back. You may not think so. You may not want to believe it. Whether you believe in God or whether you do not, the force is always with you.
I don't think anybody really is in the spirit of the holidays. It's like the morale of the holidays has gone down. I've been seeing it for the last couple of years where people are not as excited about the I don't know if it just has to do with us being adults now. You know, children are going to always be but, you know, not really, because you know what it is? I noticed that with my own children. It's like they already know what they're getting. It's like at this point, it's like they already know. It's like it's no hiding it. We didn't ask for stuff. Like, we may have seen something on TV and be like, oh, I want that. Oh, mom, can you get that, And then the surprise of it is when, you know, Christmas morning, you get up, unwrap that present, or you look under the tree and you're seeing what you asked for. But now it's like
true.
Kids get so much, it's like nothing is exciting anymore.
Well, nowadays, a lot of kids out there, they don't really work for stuff. It shouldn't be a thing where if you do good, I'll give you this, or if you do this, I'll give you that. It shouldn't be that type of situation anyway. But, you know, it's just you're giving, you know, just out of the generosity, the kindness, you know, love. That's why you're giving. But the whole thing is, of course, there's been a decline because there's not that much love in the world as it should be. Love is not really being promoted. I mean, you got crap going on in Syria and, stuff going on over here. I mean, our topic tonight. I mean, you know, it's just like, how could, you know, some people may find it like, how could you be so cheery in a time like this, and we're about to go into a Trump era and all that? And it's like that song from back in the days. Life is what you make it. And if you make it stink, it's going to be funky. If you make it good, then it's going to be nice. You know what I'm saying? It's about what you make it and your perspective on it. Like, you can't get up every day looking at things like sour grapes, because then that's all you're going to get. But you got to change your attitude. And a lot of people nowadays don't believe it's them. So they don't feel like there's anything that needs to be changed because they're perfect and, you know, they can do no wrong.
Right,
listen,
absolutely.
Let me tell you something. Go look in the mirror and ask yourself that question, because more likely the reflection is going to tell you something you ain't going to like. You know what I'm saying? It's like it's not about you, you know. I mean, sometimes I look at some of the individuals at my job, and I ask the question to myself. I would like to ask the other people too. But my thing is, what entitles you to feel entitled to demean or demoralize another human being or take another person's life? You know what I'm saying? Like, what makes you the authority? Now, mind you, some of these people claim they believe in God, but you can't believe in God if you're willing to just take somebody's life, just to take somebody's life. Or you can't believe in God if you're just out there spewing hate and being hateful. You can't say
well,
that.
Well, you have to realize that people, they take what they read in the Bible, or, you know, what they read in the Bible, and they interpret it in their way. So they feel, like I say all the time, they feel that, oh, I killed this person, or what I did, whatever I did, in the name of, you know, God, or in the name of the Lord, and, you know, that's what I did it for. You understand?
They're gonna burn. They're gonna burn. Yeah, it is crazy, because the whole thing is just the fact that, like I said, I mean, when I was kind of reading a little bit about this article, because I really try to stay away from the news. I really try to stay away from certain things because, like I said, it's just too depressing. Like, you turn on the TV, you turn on the radio, and if you're not hearing the same song like 8 to 12 times a day, you're hearing about somebody getting shot, stabbed, killed, blown up, a war going on over here, there. And it's like, yo, are you serious? Like,
but see, you can't escape it. Now, see, this is my whole point, what I say, what I always say all the time, like, you know, back in the days, it was just like you only seen the news at a certain time, like on certain channels at a certain time. It was only 2, 7, you know, 11, you seen news, and it was only at a certain time. You know, at 12 o'clock, then you would see the news again at 5, and then at 11. Now, like I said, it's 24 hours. You'll find out something before it even hits the TV, because you'll see it on Facebook before it even hits the TV.
Yeah, exactly. So, and that's like, that's so like.
And it's like an overkill. It's like, too much.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Too much. It's too much.
Yeah, it's like, it's too much to think about. Like I said, it's hard to be cheery when you know that, you know, children are dying for no damn reason. Wars are going on basically for of certain people's own personal or self-interest. And the thing is, it's like some people, I don't know, man. I don't know. Like I said, I'm not depressed, but I'm a bit confused. I'm a bit confused right now. I'm still
trying to find my way. Like, you know, like I said, I'm just not in this, you know, it's like, I think a lot of people are just not in the spirit like how they used to be. It's, you know, it's not the holidays are not what they, you know, it's not what it used to be, because everybody, once again, everybody's about, you know, and then, you know, the TV, like, they don't make it, not TV, just, you know, they commercialize it too much. It's all about spending money. Oh, you got to spend all this money. Money. It's like, you know, they talk about Christmas, and we was just, you know, we on Halloween. Y'all talking about Christmas already. It's like, let the holidays have their time. Like, I remember the holidays having their time. I never seen where
exactly.
It's Halloween, and you talking about Santa Claus. No, let's talk about the pumpkins and, you know, keep that, you know, do it like that. And then when Thanksgiving comes, you're still talking about Christmas. It's like, when do you, like, come on. Like, nobody wants to keep hearing that. Let Christmas come when it's supposed to come. The month of December, yeah, then you start talking about. But not 6 months ahead of time, back in July. Oh, no, Christmas in July. I don't want to hear that.
Exactly.
We ain't nothing about no damn Christmas in July.
Exactly, because everybody, it's all about greed, and it's all about spending.
That's all it's
about. I'm going to buy this to show this person that I, you know, I love. Listen, gift don't mean that you love me or love anybody. It's the thought of it that it's the act.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the generosity. Yeah, it's nice. But it doesn't, in the grand scheme of things, it doesn't mean anything. Like, in this society nowadays, with this whole period from years back to present, and it's getting worse, it's like we put such a focus on materialism and symbolism. It's like it's crazy. It's like you look at a, like, I've heard, like, horror stories about, you know, from dudes or even some females. Oh, yeah, well, he gave me an engagement ring, but, I mean, it was a small diamond and all this and that, and I don't know. Like, yo, you lucky the dude wanted you at all.
Right, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Like, first of all, I mean, I never remember any stories as was in the Bible, or you got to give somebody a ring or something. People just, I think, just got married or, I don't know, lived together or whatever it was. But the whole thing is I don't see where the stress is at when it comes to this type of stuff, man. It's like you're putting undue pressure on someone to get you something.
Right.
And if it has to be a certain amount, because it's like, oh, if you only spent $2,000 for a ring, that means, you know, I'm not worth it. Or you, if you only spent $500 for my Christmas gift, that means I'm not worth it. Really? So you determine your worth by the size of a diamond or a present? Well, if that's the case, then you live a sad life.
Definitely.
Real talk.
Terrible.
You know? So, I mean, like I said, you know,
Jones.
I ain't. Nah, man. Jones is for how that. They can have that be, man. I mean, like I said, it's that time of the year where, you know, and like once again, like I said before, a lot of people out here getting depressed over what they can't do or who they can't be to someone else or even to themselves. And it's like, yo, you got to leave that alone. You got to walk away from that, man, because you weren't put here to impress anybody but yourself. You weren't here to do anything for anybody unless you got kids and you got to take care of your kids. But otherwise, yo,
right. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Impressing people and kissing behind and all the other stuff, it's not really going to get you anywhere. You think it's getting you somewhere, but it's not really getting you much of anywhere.
Listen,
I mean, I know people who... Go ahead.
In the words of Richard Pryor, if I'm a kiss ass, I'm a pick with ass, I'm a kiss. That's how that goes.
this is true. I mean, I know I've come across, and I know people who, you know, they go all out for other people, and some of these people really don't appreciate it. They're not really the friend. They're not really the friend that they, you know, that these individuals think that they are.
Nope.
So, you know, it's crazy out here.
And they pay for it later
on.
You know, the people they see that person is a certain way, and it's like, listen, you know. You know, a person is, you know, people show you who they are. It's just that because you so, I would say that we're so blinded sometimes by certain things, we don't see that person until after something happens or after, just like you said, we need them for something and they can't, you know, reciprocate or they always, every time you turn around, they're asking you for something. You know, when you ask them, it's just like, oh, well, I don't know and I can't, you know. So it's crazy. It just don't make no sense. Makes no type.
Yeah, exactly. And,
no
type
of sense at all.
And you know what? I just want to give a shout out. I'm not going to name drop, but I just want to give a shout out to a good friend of mine that, you know, is not feeling well, hasn't been feeling well, you know, for, you know, a week or so. And I just want to say, yo, listen, homie, you know I'm ride or die, got your back, but you got to take care of you. You take care of everybody else, but you never really focus on taking care of you. And you got to take care of you, man, because if you can't take care of you, then who else you going to take care of? How are you going to continue to be there for the people that, you need to be there for if you're not taking care of yourself. So I just want to say, you know, listen, homie, be easy and get well soon. And like I said, Brother B got your back. And
nice.
You know, with that being said, on with the show.
On with the show.
So, ACS, or the parents, who's to blame? It's the topic of our show tonight. Once again, you're rocking with the menu. Big Red and Brother B. Guest calling numbers 347-324-3395. That's 347-324-3395. So,
yes, sir.
I don't understand. I don't understand what the hell is going on. Like, I've heard these stories too many times about boyfriends beating up the kids and or killing the kid or something like that. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute, Who is letting this type of crap go down?
You want me to answer? Because I can answer that real quick.
Yeah, please, enlighten me, please. Enlighten me.
I can answer that real quick. A woman that is once again low self-esteem, and she puts herself and her needs, herself and her selfish needs, over her child. Because, you know, most of the time, and you know, I don't like to sound that way, but you have to look at it for what it is. The majority of the time when things like this are happening, it's always the female her boyfriend. It's always the boyfriend. You hardly, if you do hear it, it's very random. It's not as much, but you hardly hear of a female hurting another guy that she's dealing with, and the child is not theirs. You hardly hear her hurting that child. It's always the other way around. It's always the man that's hurting the woman's child. Like, that's her kid, and it's not his, you know, stepchild or whatever it is. You always hear it on the other side, with the man is always hurting the child. But I feel that it's the woman, because, like I said, if this is your child, now you know whether the father's around or not or whatever, this is your child. You have to protect that child by any means necessary. And these women are not doing it. They're not doing it. Because you so busy worried about having a man. That's more important to you than the protection of your child. That's the sad part about it. And guess what? If the man knows that, then he knows you don't give two shits about that kid. So why should he care if you don't even care?
All right. Like I said, like, apparently we're talking about parents first, or the mother first, father first, whatever. And we'll go to ACS in a minute. My thing is this. Because I can't classify you as a human being when you turn around and molest, severely beat, or mistreat a child. As an adult, you are supposed to know better. Obvious that you are this low, primitive form of life that, like I said, once again, I can't even call you human. And I don't care what anybody says. I don't feel you deserve to continue to exist when you do such things to a child. Because once again, children are innocent. Like, I don't care how bad they can be, because I've been around some badass kids. But
right.
adults are supposed to know better, but nowadays the adults are no better than the goddamn kids.
Right, but you have to also realize also, and, you know, once again, it's not all, but you have to look at also the age factor. Now, I'm not saying that the older individuals are not doing it, because if you remember years ago where the little girl, and that's where all this stuff really started, when the little girl and her mother's boyfriend had beat her upside the head and killed her, and that couple was old. They were old. They was like in their late 30s. I think they was like in their late 40s, and the man was like almost 50-something years old. And so I'm not saying that it doesn't happen to an older couple, but you have to look at the fact. You have to also look and factor in that these are very immature people. These young girls having these kids, they get these little young ass little. I'm gonna say it. I'm sorry, the word, but little niggas. Okay, that ain't been brought. You know, I'm sorry to say it like that, but they haven't been brought up correctly themselves. They don't know what
it is.
Well,
listen, there's many different color spectrum. Niggas ain't just black.
Well, you're right. Okay, you're right. But I'm just saying. It's like they get these little dudes. They get these dudes, and oh, because he talking some slick stuff and all that slick stuff and all that hand moving and all that pants hanging off your ass out in the street. But this is what you bring in your home, and then you know. This is why, and me as, like I said, a mother that's, you know, been, you know, by herself with my two sons, and even, like I said, now that I'm older, I'm still selective of who I bring in my home. But when they was younger, my kids could never say that I brought somebody into my home or around them that would hurt them or harm them, because, like I said, they would have to deal with me first. I would never put my children in that position. That they would have to either protect me or they got to protect themselves. And that's the sad part about it. These punk asses know these children can't protect themselves. And then you as an individual, the parent, why you standing there letting this person do this to your child? Are you kidding me? That shows that something is wrong with you.
Well, that goes to the thing of ACS.
Okay.
What happened?
Mm.
Like, what really happened?
They overworked. When I say that, I wish my words can be capitalized. They are overworked.
But there are some of them that are not overworked, and they're not doing their job. I think the ones that are doing their jobs are the ones that are overworked. And the ones that doing their jobs are just, they're just being buffoons. Like, you have to start to see, like, I don't know, like, what type of degree or what type of training, like, these people have to have. But it's like,
I'm gonna tell you right now because your dear auntie, my mother, that's what she was doing.
You can't even classify her because she's totally different.
No. I'm not saying that. I'm saying
like
she was doing that, but she, that's what I'm saying. She was doing that, so I know what they had to go through. First of all, you have to have a bachelor's first of all. And you have to take childhood development. You have to take psychology? Yeah, psychology you have to take for that.
That was wait. That was then. What are the requirements now? Because it seems like
still,
they just letting anybody
still the
in
the same. You're right,
really?
But it's still the same. It's not different. It's nothing different. All of that you have to take, and it's a little more, I'm not sure of how much more of it, but it's the same thing. You still have to take childhood development, psychology, you know, you still have to take those things to do that type of job. You still have to take that stuff. It's nothing that has changed. That's why I said I know, because that's what I said that's what she did before she was working as she was doing eligibility specialist, and then later on she did ACS, but she didn't do it that long. But she, you know, that's when she went to. But just like you said, a lot of them are just coming in. But I think what it is that they're coming in they may be amped to do the job, but it's when they see the amount of caseloads that they have to do. That's what I mean by we can say that it's I think it's both parts. Like with this subject, it's both parts. We can't just blame the parents and we can't just blame the work. It's an equal part because these people, like I said, they're overworked. And just like you said, the ones that are doing their work, that's the ones that are being overworked. The ones that are not doing their job, just like you said, they come there, they just get a job, and that's why they kill themselves getting those bad. They make sure that they get those things because they figure, oh, I get a job, benefits, city job, I can do what I want. But then at the end of the day, you're not doing your job. You're actually not doing your job. You just got the job because you know that's some money coming into your pocket. Some of them are probably, you know, some of them were probably, you know, just probably just as bad as the people that they going for them visits for. Okay?
True.
Some of them people, believe me, don't think that they don't have them. Some of them people have issues, have the same issues that they go to them visits for with their own children. But go ahead.
Okay, go ahead. No, I'm listening. I'm just amazed. But go ahead, I'm listening.
No, they just have. It's just a high. Like I said, it's just they have an abundance of cases. Like it's so many. I also have a niece that does it also, and it's just an abundance of cases because it's like once you finish with one, here come another one. Then you might have where there's a family where maybe, you know, you got to either try to get all the kids out the house and then sometimes the families give you a hard time. It's a lot. It's a lot. So, I mean, you get kind of angry about it because it's just like you said, it's like, why the hell y'all didn't do anything before it got to this point? Why does a child have to die before y'all say, okay, let's try to improve this and do something? Why does that have to happen? Why is that even happening? But then you got to look at the flip side. It's so many children that are living in these type of households, and unfortunately, you can't catch everything. You can't. It's stupid to say, but then again, it's true. You can't catch every child. You can't catch everything. But it's if you're not even with the, and then also you have to realize these kids have to be in school. Now, if anybody in the school is not reporting this, and then sometimes they do report it, like, it's just like you burning the candle at both ends. It's like you report it, somebody may do something about it, somebody may not. They may find something unfounded. You understand what I'm saying? So it's just ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And it's sad that it gets to a point where a child has to die, go missing, or something like that. Then it's like, oh, okay, let's try to do something. No, it's too late now. It's too late now.
Yeah, I mean, it's too late, but I don't know. You know, sometimes you can care too much about things. Be too passionate, and it's like I said, I'm just, this is why I stay away from the news and certain things. I haven't even really been on Facebook like that lately because, you know, it's just certain things that I just don't want to see. I just don't want to read about. I just don't want to know, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like you're trying to tell me as a woman, you didn't know the type of dude that you were dealing with. Like, you didn't know.
They know.
That This dude had some issues, but yet you left this dude around your kid, and this is the end result. Like, yo, I mean, as a father, I mean, being in, if somebody had to come to me and tell me something like that happened to your kid. Or to my kid? Like, yo, no court in the land could tell me anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't care. Like, I'm going one blood, simple and plain. Yes, I said it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it seemed like there's too many people protecting people who do the bad shit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, why? It's like, why, you know what I'm saying? It's like, why is that? Like,
because I love him.
Or the norm. listen, because you love them, but even when it goes to other standards, it's like the people that do wrong, even with the police shootings and stuff like that, people who do things that they just shouldn't be doing, someone always tries to justify the wrongdoing, especially depending on who it's for. And it's like, listen, I was just had a conversation with somebody else the other recently, actually, and we were talking about the whole thing, and I brought up like this issue that I have, Blue Lives Matter, because of course it's derivative from Black Lives Matter.
Black Lives Matter.
So, and it's not this. I'm not straight on stereotyping, but I'm trying to make a point. So when you say Blue Lives Matter, you're basically saying that you are a race of your own, and you are different and separate from everyone else. You're not black, you're not white, you're not Indian, you're not Jewish, you're not, you know, anything, Asian, you're not anything, you're blue. So what type of message do you think that sends to everybody else out here when people want to run around talking about Blue Lives Matter? You're basically saying it's us against you. Or it's us against everybody else. And
but they
you
don't
can't
see it like
me,
you know they're
think,
not going to see it like that.
Yeah, well, you know what? Ignorance is not going to see itself for what it is. Like, you know, you got them ugly people. Like, I hate to say God forgive me, but you know you got them ugly people out there that swear they gorgeous. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You guys are like, oh, I look good. Like, whoa, yeah, God made you special. Anyway, like, ignorance is ignorance. It is what it is, man. But I'm just saying, it's like you can't sit there and expect anyone to have faith in you or trust in you when you're separating yourself from everybody else. So you think you're better than me because you have a badge, or you think because you have a badge, you're able to do what you want and shoot who you want.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not saying that all cops are bad. I'll never say that. But you have individuals that take these jobs to go out there and inflict harm or do their own little personal crap and get away with the bullshit.
Well, like I said,
there are individuals out there that take these jobs just to hide behind the badge.
Because
and then
they
when
know
somebody
they're not
going
to be out. Exactly, they know they're not going to be called on. That's the whole point. People are going to do things, and just like you said, they do the bad thing because nobody is calling them on it. Nobody is telling them that's not. My thing is this. Like I said, this has to be learned to me, and this is how I look at it. You have to learn this from when you're young. If you get ready to touch a stove, if your parent don't sit there and just let you touch the stove and it burn you, of course, you're going to learn that way. But if you do preventive measures, oh, so-and-so, don't touch that hot burn. My mother used to say all the time to every damn baby that was in this family, hot burn, don't touch that hot burn. So you knew, okay, let me not touch that. So you know if somebody has taught you. But if nobody tells you anything and tells you, you know, and let you do what you want, so then you grow up thinking you can do whatever you want and you're not going to get reprimanded for it, nobody's going to tell you anything, or somebody's going to, just like you said, they're going to protect you from, you know, protect you from the person that's telling you, right? They're going to protect you. Oh, that so-and-so did something bad. Oh, no, but, you know, they had a reason why they did it. Really? They had a reason why they did it? So then that person don't think that they're doing anything wrong because nobody's calling them on it. When somebody calls them on it, then you become ridiculed because somebody is calling you on something that you know you shouldn't be doing. That's the way this world goes. I mean, I'm learning that now. Like I said, you learn something every day. I'm grown and I'm still learning. So I'm learning that now. That's what it's about. That's what it's about. It gets protected. So going back to even with, you know, oh, go ahead, sorry.
No, I'm just saying, it's a shame. This boy, this boy is Zamir Perkins, 6 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, one of many children, but this one is of recent, that gets murdered by the boyfriend. And, I mean, really?
Happens every day of the week.
you're beating up on a kid, but yet this chick is sleeping with this dude. Like I said once again, you have to know. You can't be that stupid.
It's not
you can't
stupidity.
Be that stupid.
You know what it is? It's not stupidity. It's fear. He put fear in her because guess what? You don't let me beat this boy, or when I finish beating this boy, I'm gonna beat you the same way I'm beating him. It's fear.
Listen,
that's why I said it has a lot to do with self-esteem. It has a lot to do with how you feel. You know, basically self-esteem. It's fear. It's how you've been brought up. Because guess what? I'm sure. And sure, my name is Big Red. I'm sure that she has seen somebody in her family go through the same thing. It's a learned behavior. It's a learned behavior. You don't
well,
just start doing
cool.
these things. You don't just start doing these things out the blue. This is a learned behavior. This is something that you've been seeing, and this is what my whole thing of when I say somebody has to be there to break that cycle. Somebody has to break it. But if nobody breaks it, then this is what you're producing. You're producing the next generation to do the next thing. Then you're going to produce that. That generation is going to reproduce and have that generation do the same thing. Then it's never going to stop if somebody doesn't say, hey, just like we just said, somebody has to call out and say, hey, that's not right. You have to stop this. Let's do it this way instead of that way. But if I'm telling you to do it this way and somebody's telling you, oh, leave them alone. Oh, no, that. So then you're looking like the person that's wrong and they're looking like what they're doing is right.
Yeah, I'm just, like I said, I'm not depressed. I'm just a little confused, or I'm just taken aback by how we're supposed to be. Of a somewhat higher intelligence than our four-legged friends out there, you know, the animals. But
we're going backwards.
The question is, were we ever even there? Did we ever really go
I think
anywhere?
We were.
Because,
I think we were there at one time. I think we were. We were going backwards because we're letting society has been dumbed down by. I feel it's been dumbed down by technology. That's how I feel. Society has been dumbed down by technology. Technology has dumbed down the human race. And this is, and I think it's a plan, and I think this was supposed to happen. This is what's supposed to happen.
Yeah, but okay. You know what? If you want to be dumb, then you live in bliss and you do that. If you want to be a barbaric, go beat up on another adult or something. Or go, you want to beat up on something, go become a boxer.
Why would
something
I beat
like
up on an adult? That's not a challenge for me. Why would I beat up on an adult when I could beat up on a kid and his mama? Why would I want to beat up
actually, that's the thing. Beating up on an adult is the challenge. So homeboy's a coward.
Yeah, absolutely.
Listen, any dude that punches on a woman or brutalizes a messy kid, you're a coward. You're a coward. That's all
absolutely.
You are. You're a coward. I don't care what you say. You see me in the street, you say what you want to say. You're a coward, B. And I'll call you to your face. You're a goddamn coward because there's certain things you're just not supposed to do. If you know you're stronger, if you know you have the edge, why go out there and utilize it against somebody who really doesn't mean you any harm? Like, I mean, a six-year-old? Really?
Yeah, he means. Oh, wait,
how man. Bad? How bad was?
Brother
how
B,
bad
you have no
life?
Idea. You have no
hey,
idea,
come
brother
on,
B.
Man.
You have no idea. That's why I said once again, as I reiterate, this is why me as a woman having two sons, and like I said, they didn't just you know turn 18 and 22 years of old overnight. They had to grow into that. But me as a woman said, I'm not going to put my children in that type of environment. I'm not going to have my children see me cowering in fear or from no man. Okay, or anybody for that matter, but just, you know, a man that's supposed to be here to protect or, you know, to be a family. If he's, you know, trying to be family orientated with us. No, I'm not going to have my children, me be in fear and then I have to have my children try and protect me from that or they get hurt for trying to protect me. You know, you understand what I'm saying? Because we don't know. like that scenario, even with this young with the young boy, he might have been trying to protect his mother. He may have been trying to do something to him. He probably was trying to protect his mother, and that's when he went off. Because some of these men I'm sorry, go ahead.
I didn't want to stop your role, but I'm like, like, yo, like, this is real extra. Like I said, this is just, I don't know why it's kind of bothering me like that. But, I mean, it should not bother you. Because that could have been, you know, my kid, your kid. Like, that could have been, you know, I guess people just, unless it's close to their home or it happens in their home, it doesn't, to them, it doesn't really exist, or it just gets, oh, that's a damn shame. And it's like moving on. But it's like, yo, there's no preventative measures. So it's like, so what's the purpose of having a law if cats is going to keep running out doing the same old thing?
Exactly.
What's the purpose of going to court? Like, listen, I don't see how that dude, I'm going to say it like it's what it is. I don't see how he even made it to court. I don't say I even made it to jail, B. I don't get it. Like, yo, if you beat that kid, of course they're gonna want, oh, you gotta be trial and just in a jury of your peers. Yo, damn that, son. Damn that. If it walk like a duck and it quack like a duck, it's a duck. And if that's what it is, then he needs to get got. I don't understand.
Oh, don't worry, he might get got.
So long and, yo,
while he in holding, he gonna get got. Because you got dudes in there that ain't seen their kids in months and weeks and years, okay? And this is what you do to somebody else's kid? And just like you said,
please,
that could have been one of those dudes' kids.
Please, they turn around and put cats like that in PC because they, you know, they want him to live so he can go to trial and all this other crap. I'm just like, yo, man. I mean, you, to a degree, you just got to pardon me a little something because, like I said, this is what I get for looking at the news. This is what I get, you know what I'm saying? This is what I get for actually reading about the current events. And, of course, I got to... It's like, it's depressing. It's depressing. It's bad.
It is. It is, but you know what it is.
It's so much going on in the world, man. And everybody's crazy.
You know what it is? It's just like, the thing is, I'm telling you, this is not something that, like, this is the first time. This has happened before. I mean, I'm not saying it like it's supposed to be like, oh, it's a normal thing, but this is what happens all the time. Like I said, when that happened with that other young, that little girl, I can't remember, was it Nix Mary? I think it was Nix Mary Brown or something like that. I think the girl name was.
Yeah, I think
when
that
happened,
about, yeah.
That was back in, like, oh, man, was that the early 90s? Or I think that was, like, late 80s,
the
early 90s.
I think.
Huh?
It's probably the mid. I think it was the mid 90s, something like that.
Right. I think it was like the mid 90s or something like that, if I'm not mistaken. And I'm sure this has happened even before that time. But this is what I remember. You know, I remembered. And from, like I said, when that happened, they did the same. They made big deal. They did papers and news and courts and and the this and the that. And ACS and blah blah blah. They went all through that whole thing. And guess what? People forgot, not really forgot about, but then it just slowed down and went down and forgot. Then something else happened with another, you know, kid that like, same situation. They did the same thing. Oh, we're going to change the laws. We're going to do went down. We ain't hear nothing about it. Then saw another kid. So it's like, once again, why does it take? And that's what, you know what, it's anything in this society we live in now. Why does it take for somebody to lose their life to say, hey, we need to change this? We need to change that. We need to stop.
If you look at,
why does it take that?
Sometimes it doesn't. Because if you look at it, like the killing of unharmed black men, it's becoming a norm thing now. It's like stepping on a rope.
Right.
Like it ain't nothing. Like it's gotten to the point where some of it ain't even making the news because it's just the same old story
all over again.
So
yep.
It's like, It don't matter. But
well, that's
like,
how you
got
to think about that. Unfortunately, this is how you got to think about that. It's the same story over and over again. And like I said, it's most the majority of the time, it's because the woman let's get these little stinking boyfriend, little guys or whatever, these jailbird dudes. I ain't gonna say it's just jailbird. Anybody can have something wrong with them. It don't even have to be jailbird dudes, but the majority of the time, that's what it is. These dudes they get from these pen pal jail dudes and all that. So, oh, yeah, you come stay with me, right? Yeah, you come stay with me. So you can have an address. You know, they do stupid. They pen pal each other. The next thing, okay, girl, you know, I need a place to stay. So my parole officer, you know, they do stupidness like that. Then you let some dude stay with you. You don't know this dude from Adam's house cat, and you have children. Why would you let somebody that you don't even hardly know, because y'all done wrote a couple of letters here and there and this and that, and he done visit him. And you don't know this dude. You don't know if this dude got mental issues. You don't know what's going on with him. And then all of a sudden, you start seeing things. The thing is, things had to be happening prior to him beating your child like that. And like I said, he could have been trying to protect his mother from this dude. Because a lot of times, that's what happens also. Children ain't going to sit there and going to see their mother getting screamed at and yelled at and cussed at and beat up. Children are not going to sit there and watch that. They're going to try to protect their parent, whether it's boy, girl, or whatever. And it doesn't matter what age sometimes, because sometimes you've got three-year-olds that would try to protect their parent. So that could have been it too, and he got mad because he figured, what, this little trying to protect his mother, I beat him. You know, like, this is the mentality that these men have. And especially when you let them in your home and let them run your home like they, you know, like they've been doing this all the time. Like, come on. But no, you can't tell these women anything. They think, oh, I'm in love. Yeah, he loves him. Love. Yeah, okay. All right. Well, you know, you see what love got you? No child and you in jail and your man. Unbelievable.
it's very sobering. Like, you know, I've dealt with women, you know, with kids before, and I've never, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you, they may not be your kid, but they're a kid in general. So, you know, you gotta give them that leeway. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you gotta give them that respect. You're the stranger. You know what I'm saying? You wipe your feet before you step in the door.
But then also you have to realize you've had a father in your life. A lot of these men haven't had a father in their life.
Well, but first of all,
they don't know what it is, huh?
I'm not going to sit here and be called a man and stand in some category with dudes who do stuff like that. Like, you're not a man. If I don't view you as a man, like, this is Brother B's attitude. If I don't view you as a man, I won't respect you as a man. You do shit like that, you get no respect from me. Like, it has nothing to do with who do I think I am. It's not who I think. I know who I am. And then I don't have to respect anybody that's disrespectful to anybody else. That's my choosing. So if you don't like it, you ain't got to talk to me. You ain't got to deal with me. But my thing is, he's not a man. Dudes that do stuff like that, you're not a man. Like, you're a punk. You're a coward. And you need to wear that label. Don't sit there and say, because you made a couple of kids, or why you think you can control the situation because you be smacking up chicks, or you think keeping somebody in check with your hand, you know what I'm saying, is you think that's what a man is? You think that's what being a man is all about?
Yeah, because you know why they think that's what being a man? Because this is what they, like I just said, learned behavior. If this is what you see in your father doing, or dudes that your uncles, your cousins, if this is what you seen, yeah, you think that's being a man. If you don't, and once again, if you didn't have a father around, and the only man that you knew that was around that or father like that was around was some man that your mother's boyfriend, and he was doing that to your mom, that's why I say, this is my whole point of what I said. Women need to be careful of what they bring around their children. Women need to be careful of even who you reproduce with, because guess what? That could have been his father smacking his mother around. You understand what I'm saying? You had a father that was around. He showed respect. Like I said, him and your mom might have got into it, but guess what? If they got into it, you didn't see it. These people don't.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. These people don't care about that. They will sit here in front of the child. The child's 2-3 years old and calling the mother everything but a son of a daughter of God or whatever. It's calling everything under the sun, and the mother's doing the same thing. Are you mother ever mother? Blah, 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 you know, in front of the child. So guess what? How is this child, when this child is hearing this and seeing this, what do you think this child is going to do? As he gets older, this is what he's going to do. He's going to disrespect young ladies. He's going to disrespect his own mother because he's not seeing anybody respect. He's not seeing the respect from home. If he's constantly hearing, even if the mother and father are not living together, but guess what? He goes with his dad, and his dad is sitting up there talking to him, like, yeah, that itch, this, and she, that. Children are not stupid. They hear. You're talking about his mother. So guess what? He's going to go back home, and then he's going to think he could speak to his mother that way, or he can do certain things, or he can – no. So this is where Kanye said it's a learned behavior, but nobody understands when I say that. You have to be mindful of how you are viewing, how you're being viewed in front of your kids, especially as them growing up and being small when they grow up. You have to be mindful of how you're being viewed. You say certain things, you think that child may not repeat it or going to see, or you know, going to see or repeat or whatever. Yeah, they're going to do that because this is what they're seeing. So that's what I'm saying. A lot of them dudes that get in those situations where they're controlling the woman and all that stuff, that's because this is they've seen this in their life. Like I said, if it wasn't from their father, they've seen it from an uncle, a cousin, their brother, somebody. They've seen it from somewhere.
No, I'm just. It's just crazy. It's like, you know, sometimes I don't want to go nowhere. I don't want to go outside because it's like, yo. I used to think it was crazy when other people felt that way, but it's like, you go outside. It's like a whole new level of weirdness. It's like you don't know who to trust.
Nope.
All right, I've been doing security. For years, I've been doing security for over 20 years. I walked into a store today, and to get something, and it was like one of those police stores where you buy certain things from. But anyway, it's like, yo, I walked in there, and I felt like I walked into a Klan rally or something. And mind you, it was just. Like a couple of white people in there, and the other ones was Indians. But yo, it was like, yo, I just felt like somebody was about to just like club me over the head, and you know what I'm saying? Like I'm
big black guy. He looks dangerous.
Yeah, and I'm like
big black guy. He looks dangerous.
And I'm like, yo,
what that guy say to his wife? Oh, he looks like a bad dude.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, yo, how do you go off judging people just off their look, but how they look? But meanwhile, this cat's out here doing what this did to this 6-year-old, and he probably getting all types of free passes. You know what I'm saying? Until now,
right.
When he did what he did, and now his ass is up in jail. But what led up to that point? Like, what type of, like I said, how was he living? In order for him to just have carte blanche to do what he's doing. Like, really? And of course, yeah, I'm sure the girlfriend has something to do with it. The girlfriend was just not saying stuff about things or just allowing him to probably use it as a punching bag or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm sure she has something to do with it. But the thing is, how do you just go off judging people? Like, yo, I consider myself one of the good guys. But you always want to look at me like I'm evil. Like I'm a bad dude. And you don't even know me.
Well,
that's why, you know what I'm saying?
Is.
People want, some people want to label me antisocial. I'm not antisocial. I'm just anti-ignorance. I'm just anti-dumb. I'm just anti-stupid people. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm anti-racist. Like, I can't deal with all of that stuff because I don't want to deal with it. Like,
right.
Your ignorance is not going to be my demise.
That's right.
You know
right
what I'm
here.
Saying? That's, you're not, I'm not going to get killed because you chose to not do your job properly or because you were scared. Why should I die because you're scared? Because apparently that's what's going on because everybody went, oh, I'm in fear of my life. Dude,
yep.
Listen, you know what the job is.
Right, when you got into
listen,
this job, you knew what it was.
Exactly. Listen, you knew that dude,
you knew that dude was whipping ass before you turn around and slept with him. You knew what he was about. So don't try and be like, oh, I'm in fear. Don't say you in fear now. You wasn't in fear before. So I just find it interesting. Everybody talking about they running around, they in fear and fear. But you think, what, killing somebody is going to make you be less fearful? Please. It's just like everybody wants an excuse. No accountability whatsoever.
And they're going to pass the buck. You know that's what's going to happen. Everybody's going to pass the buck. And it's like a pecking order. They got on the ACS commissioner. They got on her. Now she's going to go down on something. It's going to go down the line. It's the mayor got on her. Now she's going to get on ACS worker. ACS, you know, it's going to go down. And then it's going to
look like I was reading apparently some of the workers, the caseworkers that were on that case, like, you know, they're on a leave of absence right now because they're, like, traumatized or whatever. Listen.
Well,
I'm not saying that job is an easy job. I'm not saying that. I will never say that because some of these people have to walk into different conditions. They don't know what they're walking into, and they have to make a decision because, listen, no one wants to take a child out of a home because of one individual. Because then you and then put the kid in foster care and turn around and then what? Now the kid's in the system.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody really wants to do that. But yet, look what happened. Because it didn't get done.
Right.
Like, if this little boy Zamir was taken, and he rest in peace, if he was taken out of the home before all of this went down,
It would have been a different result.
Now, I mean, he'd be in a system, which is something that nobody really wants, but at least he'd have been alive. Nobody really wants to look at it like that, but once again, in the grand scheme of things, it's like, yo, which is more important?
Well, I think it's the thing of you got so many. It's so many in the, so many children that's in the system, and it's so sad that it's so many. And you know why? Because like other family, either they don't have no other family, or other family members don't want to be bothered. They don't want to take the child because, you know, it's just crazy. It's just crazy. It's just like, you know, I don't know what, you know, I read the story, but they don't even know what led up to that point or that happened. I'm sure they were doing home visits, but, you know, people put on facades.
Yeah,
they put on facades.
What?
They may, you know,
because
or
they,
maybe he wasn't
they
there at the
you
time
know.
When they was when they came. You know, like you know.
Well, they let you know that they're coming. Some of them will let you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, wow, like it's supposed to be a surprise, ain't it? Supposed to.
I think they're supposed to do like pop up visits. I don't think they're supposed to just, you know, they're not supposed to call and say, hey, I'm coming by. You know, they're supposed to do pop-up visits. I think they do both. I think they do call them and they can do, you know, just spot checks on them and stuff like that because, you know, when I, being at 911, that's what they used to have to call. Sometimes the caseworkers would call and say they would need a police escort because they know that they were going to a home and they were either going there to remove the child or they're coming for a pop-up visit and don't know how the parent is going to react or whoever's in the household because, you know, maybe more than one person in the house or whatever. So it's just
So maybe they should start giving, you know, having these cats walk with armed security or something like that, if that's the case. You know what I'm saying?
That's true. You're right, but guess
maybe
what?
They should,
again,
maybe they should have them walk with security.
But guess what? Once again, the money, you know what? Yeah, and they have
the
money
budget.
To do it.
The budget. the budget.
But they have the money to do, because that's the story that I read. They were saying they just gave them a budget. They just gave them money. So that's why they're asking, why did this happen? And we just gave y'all enough money to expand or hire more people or whatever to help these caseloads out. Because that's another thing that the reason why this is happening. They don't have enough people to work. They don't want to hire anybody. I'm not going to say it's a little bit because they just may be on some type of, you know, bias maybe. I'm not sure. I'm not going to say that they are, but they may be a little bit of bias on trying to hire people, you know, or maybe they're not moving fast enough with hiring people. Maybe that might be what it is. But they just had a budget.
Either way you slice it, it's politics.
Right. They
that's
just had a budget. They just gave them extra. They just gave them extra money. So the thing is, we just gave y'all extra money. What are y'all doing with it? Well, y'all taking vacations? Y'all going to all vacation spots and Instagramming it and Facebooking it and all other stuff? That's what y'all doing with y'all money? Going to get facials and waxing and all that other stuff and nails and all that? Yeah, that's what y'all doing with the money. And these children need help.
Tell you, man, some people, it's just greed. Politics and greed, man.
Politics and greed. These people just get these,
like,
once again. These people get these city jobs, and you would think, okay, you got a city job. You know, you had a little, you know, you have a certain type of decorum about you, a little, you up there now. You should be, you know, carrying yourself a certain way. But you know what? I've seen that supposedly upper, you know, they're supposed to act a certain way, and they act just as ghetto as a person that's sitting on public assistance. You got a person that's sitting on public assistance that has way more decorum than some of these people that have jobs working for the city.
Yeah.
How is that? How is that that you working a job, you getting paid $40-something thousand a year, almost $50,000 a year, but you on Facebook twerking, you in somebody club popping bottles, you doing stupid-ish, like just the same situation that you supposed to be taking care of, but you got the same situation in your house where you got 2 and 3 kids and you got some bum-ass man living with you that's probably beating the hell out of one of your kids or even beating you, and you work for the city. You understand what I'm saying? How is that? How?
Like you said, that the low self-esteem, the looking penub in all the wrong places.
Looking penub in all the wrong places. Looking penub.
Thank you. Like, I'm
why are you laughing at? Looking penub. Yo, I love it.
Murphy.
Yeah, I can't.
You know, I mean, it's like I said, it's very sobering to know that, or just to actually witness and read about some of the things that people let happen or the things that people do just for the sake of love or just for the sake of wanting to get back at somebody or just for hate, you know, in general. Like, it's amazing. And, you know, it's like growing up or getting older, you start to see these things more and more. Because I think as kids, there's certain things, of course, we were oblivious. We just weren't paying attention to it. But as we get older, it's like we have no choice because, like, we're in the environment. We're thrust into it, like, every day.
Mm-hmm.
And, absolutely, you know, we have to deal, whether it's at work or in the streets. I mean, look at the whole Black Friday thing. People running out there fighting and killing each other for
to get the same damn TV they got last
year. Yeah, exactly. And it ain't
and
no
buy,
real sale
and buy
going
10
on
of them. And what the hell you going to do with 10
exactly
goddamn TVs?
Exactly, because they're going to try and sell them for, and listen, how you going to try and sell a TV that you got to sell on that somebody else probably already got?
Mm-hmm.
Like, really? Everybody should know by now that all the real sales are after Christmas.
Yep, absolutely.
Because they getting rid of the old inventory that they overstocked.
Yep, because they getting rid of their stuff for the spring.
Exactly. So, but you're killing yourself. You're killing somebody else. You're hurting somebody just for what? Some material item? Like, that's the thing that's been on, like, my mind, like, the past couple of weeks. You know, it's just that you just got to look at your race. And we're, like, once again, we're supposed to be human. The race of human beings, I guess. Either you're having a human experience and you're being, or you're trying to be human. Like, it's either or. I guess it depends on your level of consciousness. But
yeah.
My thing is, what the hell are we doing? Or what the hell are we not doing? Because, like I said, man, it's just really, it's really crazy out here. Like I said earlier, what's the purpose of making laws if you're not even going to use the laws the right way? If you're just going to try and interpret the law so it can work for you, so you can break the rules so the rules can work for you. What's the purpose of making these rules? You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're contradicting yourself.
Yep,
you're contradicting
absolutely. They do it
all
the time. All
this stuff, yeah, all of the stuff that was built on. And it's like, yo, what? So you really can't look at me and be like, oh, you're just angry. Or you're just, no, I'm not angry. I'm just sad because you're a hypocrite. Because you're stupid, and you're supposed to be better than that.
Stupid.
Yeah, because you're stupid. Like, you can't sit there and say that you're a smart or you're an intelligent person when you do hypocritical shit. You can't say that. You can't expect, once again, you can't expect to be respected when you're out there doing dirt.
Well, they, like I said, because nobody's, once again, it goes back to nobody's calling them on it. Nobody is saying
you are doing that wrong.
Nobody's saying that.
But when you do, then you're the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
You're the problem. Because you're
exactly.
saying something. Because you're standing up for yourself. Because you're speaking your mind. So then all of a sudden, you're a problem. And it's like, once again, here goes society. Kicks in when they want to jump on the person that's talking the truth. Like, listen, how long did they crap on that man, that football player, Colin Kaepernick, because he chose not to say, yo, you're going to threaten the man's life because he didn't say an anthem that you know was racist in the first place? Like, are you serious? It's words. It's a flag. You're pledging allegiance to a piece of cloth. Listen, I'm not going to sit here and say I'm a patriot. I have nothing against this country because the country ain't do anything to me. It's some of the people that govern.
Yeah.
The country. They're the problem. See, there's a difference. But I have no problem with being here. I think this is a great place. Everybody come together, this, that, and the third. I just don't like it when the dirt happens. So you can't sit there you're gonna sit there and talk, threaten the man's life because he chose to take a knee during the Pledge of Allegiance?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Why shouldn't they have, right?
How sane are you to threaten somebody's life over something so petty? Like, I don't get it. I don't. Like, we really need to look at ourselves. Like, I said it before, and I will say it again. The alien movies. Why do you think they always come in here to kill us off? Because a lot of us They come in like, yo, get rid of them, because they messing up that nice little planet right there. We could take that.
We could take that.
Yeah, we could take
exactly.
that.
Exactly. We could take
we
that.
We could take that. That's what the aliens do. That's the first thing. And they own little language. They say, yo, we can take that.
We can take that.
Humans, they weak. They busy killing each other. Let's take that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm like, yo, I look and I'm like, they always come in here to kill us. They don't try to be friends or nothing. The first thing they want to do is just like, yo, take them out.
Yeah.
Because it's just killing humans.
Yeah, well, that's,
like, yeah, because
you know, what you try to tell these young people. With, you know, like I said, these they look at you guys and they see y'all killing each other and they figure, listen, why we got to do, y'all can do the job for us.
Exactly. Like, same thing.
Y'all doing a good job at doing it for us, so we don't have to do it.
Yep.
So.
Exactly. Exactly. We've been exterminating ourselves for years, so we might as well keep on. And it's over the biggest nonsense. It's over nothing.
Yep.
It's not over anything serious at all. That's why I just find it interesting. And I wasn't too familiar with this whole situation with Kanye West and all this and that, but I was looking at something, and I see that he was taking a picture with Donald Trump or whatever. He's like, Kanye, I've never seen him calm like that, but he just seemed real calm. I think they said he was in the hospital
really
for like 2 weeks.
Into that. About that. I didn't really follow it too much because, you know what, once again, here we go with, how can I say, to me, it's like they doing it again like how they did with O.J. Simpson. It's like, you know, the white girl, you know, got the man, black man all messed up, and then he goes and have a mental breakdown. And, you know, it's just like, even though, listen to this. This man had a mental breakdown or whatever it is, right? But they still make it like, they still kind of demonize him with it, because then a little bit, coming towards the end when he was getting ready to come out the hospital, then all of a sudden I started seeing all these things, things up about, oh, she's going to divorce him and she wants to take the kids from him because she's scared for her life for him. And it's like, really, like, are y'all serious? Are y'all really serious with this? Like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, now you're, once, right, exactly. Now it's like, you're making him seem like some type of monster or whatever. But you know what, in a way, he should have seen this coming. I don't know if maybe he's one of them dudes, like the rest of these young boys, they like drama. Maybe he likes this stuff. You ever stop and think that sometimes that people like these things? I've really learned that with certain individuals that I have dealt with in my life. I think they like drama. I think they like feeling like this. I think they like the things that happen to them, and they tell people like, oh, my God, this person is doing this, and oh, my God. But you keep continuing to let the person do that to you. So obviously you must like this happening to you, because I know if I don't like somebody doing – that's just like somebody taking their finger and keep poking me. After a while, I'm going to either bite your damn finger or I'm going to try to break it, because now you're annoying me. But if I'm going to let that person keep poking me, I'm just like the Pillsbury Dough Man, then obviously I must like what the person's doing to me.
Listen, Kanye, I could be wrong. But once again, this is my observation. Like, yo, he just fell victim. You know, he had the milk. Remember Lil Rascal? Don't drink the milk. It's spoiled. He had the milk. He drank the milk. And now he got sick.
Right.
And they had to put him in the hospital and reprogram his ass. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's
because
what happened.
You know, okay. And like I said, my thing is, and once again, I'm not being insensitive because I know how it feels to lose a parent. Well, okay, he felt this way because he lost his mom and all this other. So we've seen him kind of sliding a little bit here and there. But it's just like, okay, dog, you gotta pick yourself up and say, you know what? I'm a man. I got to do this. Now, I don't know about his life. No, they don't never mention anything. And that's another thing I don't like, especially what they do with our young black men or our black men. They don't never mention a dad, father, or nothing like that, or uncle, somebody. They don't never mention that.
Not.
So, like I said, I don't know if he's had...
No male figures.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if he's had any male figure in his life or whatever. You had to have... it has to be somebody. But it's like, okay, now
Jay-Z.
You have to be a man. Huh?
Jay-Z.
Well, listen, that's a whole lot of, I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
But you had to have somebody in your life that had to show you that, listen, life has to go on. You're going to feel a way, you're definitely going to feel that way. You're going to always have that feeling because, of course, everybody misses their mom or wants their mom. We all need it. But you have to pick yourself up because you know what? You have to be productive in this world now. And that's what she would want you to be productive.
Listen, Red, you drank the milk.
That's what happened. Listen, they saw a crack in the armor, and he said, "Oh,
right.
Okay, Mr. Jesus, come walk over here. We got you." And he went the wrong way.
And he couldn't handle it. And I think that's what
way. Exactly.
He couldn't handle it.
Yeah.
You got two kids from this woman. Two, you know, beautiful kids, nice looking children. You got two kids from this woman, and like I said, that family is, I can say, I'm going to just make my observation with this. They are female dominated. And guess what? You know why I know that? Because you done turned the whole freaking man into a woman.
Yep.
Why the hell do you turn a whole man, that man been married to you for whatever many years, he was a whole goddamn man, now he's a whole woman. How do you do that? That's
well,
because it's something with time.
So wait a minute. Is he like, is it like he's gay or he is lesbian? Like, what?
No,
he
had a sex change. He did the whole change. He did everything. He's a pure, straight, he's a woman. Or she's whatever.
But he's still married, though. Is he still married?
Listen, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Listen,
you know what? I ain't drinking the milk.
Exactly.
I ain't drinking no milk. I ain't getting involved. I'm going to
drink me some chocolate milk. If anything, I ain't drinking that white milk.
Yeah,
I ain't drinking that.
Don't drink this milk.
But that's my thing. That you have some women. You have some families where the women are it's female dominated, and that's what they do. They dominate the men in the family, and I think that's what started happening with him. They started dominating him.
He
couldn't handle it.
Did he learn from Lamar Odom? The man didn't.
Obviously, let me tell you something. Obviously, none of these men have learned, and I'm going to say it, from O.J. Simpson. That would have been, I'd have had me a picture of O.J. Simpson sitting on my wall every day when I come in my house. I'd be like, O.J., all right, you know, yeah, okay, O.J., I got you, brother. He just sitting here staring at him like, yo, brother, don't do it.
You ain't one of them.
Okay. Yeah, exactly, brother. I got you. Yeah. Okay, let me get me a sister up in. Because how? Something is not right with that. Something is just not right with just, like, you get with a woman or women, and they just, like your whole life just gets topsy-turvy. Like, how does that happen? Like, I don't get it. It's scary to me. I think they probably doing some, what you call it, they used to call it, the roots. They put roots on people.
They put the roots on them.
They doing something, because that's crazy. But, yeah, with him with Donald Trump, I don't even know what the hell happened. All I started seeing was the video of him shaking hands, and he's standing there like he's scared. Maybe Donald Trump.
Yo, I'm telling you, Donald Trump
threatened him before.
Listen. He had the same look like Mike. Remember the Robin Givens interview with Mike Tyson?
Yes.
Yo, he looked like Mike Tyson. He looked like he was drugged up like Mike Tyson. Yo, he was just he had his arms folded. He just looked like he was there, but he wasn't there. Yeah, man. I'm telling you, man, don't drink the milk.
That's what I'm saying. It's horrible. And you're right. That's probably exactly what they did. They probably drugged his ass up, and he probably came out of there, and he probably thought he was talking to Donald Duck or something like that.
He's probably the Manchurian candidate. That's how they got his ass. The Manchurian candidated his ass. That's what they did.
Oh, boy.
But I just find it very interesting.
Yeah, oof.
You know, we had to take a little twist with this because the other stuff, like I said, it's so perplexing, man. That whole thing, Samir Perkins and a few others, it's not cool, man. It's not cool. You put your hands on a woman, you put your hands on a kid, man. It's not cool. You know, it's not at all. But, you know, that goes to show you that you got to watch yourself out here because there are people out here who say they love you or they mean to do you well, but then they turn around and then they're not. That's not their intention.
They don't have your best interest.
You know?
Yeah, they got agendas, and you have to be, you know, careful of that. You have to make yourself aware of that, you know. I mean, I see why there's a lot of women out here that are not very trusting. But the ones that are trusting seem to, you know, just put it all out there, their kids and everything. Oh, yeah, you can have this, and you can have the soap,
yeah,
and you can have the dishes. Like, you have whatever you want to have. It's like, whoa, whoa, hold on. Like, listen, all I did was feed your cat, and you love me? Just relax. You love my cat. Oh my gosh, he's the best. Like, yo, you gotta chill, man. Like, that's not real. Like, you gotta be cool. Like, put a dude through some tests first. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on.
People, it's too much. It's desperation and loneliness. Everybody, oh, I don't want to be lonely. I don't want to be lonely. Listen. Learn to be by you. That's the problem. You got to be by yourself in order to find out who you are sometimes. Nobody said you got to take 5 to 6 to 20 years to do it. But guess what? If it takes that amount of time, then it takes that amount of time. But you got to find out who you are, what you like, what you don't like, what you're willing to deal with, what you're willing to put up with. And like I said, as a woman, as a single woman with children, you have to think about those things, especially when your children are small, because they cannot defend themselves. And like I said, when they see their parents getting hurt or parent getting hurt, yes, they're going to try and help. They're going to try to defend you. And guess what? That child can get hurt or killed in the process trying to defend you, because you were not strong enough to say to yourself, listen, dog, if you can't treat me right, then there's no sense in you still coming to my home. But they so busy, oh, I'm lonely, 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 lonely. And I guess horniness must be kind of on top of that, too.
They're so busy,
you know, ready for a piece, they just let this, oh, well, he be here all the time. Girl, I got my man at home. I'm going to text him right now. No, like, listen, if the nigga got a phone, you could text him at his house or wherever the hell he or he at his grandmama's house. Text him when he has grandmother out. And just tell him to come through later. And guess what? Before the kids get up in the morning, yo, bro, I'll see you, you know, later on. You know, come by Friday, Saturday. Maybe we have a fish fry.
They want pillow talk.
That's what I'm saying. They want him to be here.
I want to wake up with somebody. I want to wake up with somebody.
Yeah.
I want him to make me a sandwich. I want to see if he can make bacon.
Oh, God. And guess what? These Negroes, let me tell you something. And these suckers ain't going to first of all, let me say this. First of all, they not going to bring bacon, bread, lunch meat, mayonnaise. They ain't going to bring none of that. Because if you want me to make you a sandwich after the pooty doo or whatever, at least bring me the stuff to make you that stuff. Bring a soda, bring something. They're not going to bring it. They're going to expect you to, and then, like I said, you told me you want him to make you a sandwich. Oh, no, honey. He's going to be like, oh, baby, you can get on up and make me get, you know?
Yeah.
Talk some mess here, girl. Yeah, that was good. And slap you on the ass. And, oh, yeah, go in there and make me a sandwich. Yeah, exactly. And he's going to be laying right up in his bed, nice and cozy, with his
so
crusty-ass toes hanging out the damn blanket. That's what he's going to be doing.
See, white like flour. He's white like flour.
Exactly. And it's just like, I don't understand. I mean, I guess it's just something with the mind. And like I said, I know that feeling when you think you love somebody or you're in love or whatever. But you know what? That feeling goes away when you trying to, you know, when you trying to hurt me or you hurt my kids. That feeling goes away real quick.
True.
I don't give a damn if that thing got gold and it shoot out diamonds. I don't care about that.
Well, listen, me and my baby mama may not get along, but I tell you one thing. I would like to thank her for putting herself around individuals that I didn't have to put in the river or the lake somewhere. Like, they knew their boundaries. Like, my daughter has a father. You ain't dad. that's that. I mean, one of the dudes that she deal with, my daughter's little brother's father, like, me and him are cool. He's a great dude. And, you know, hope he's being safe out there on them streets because, you know, he's a cop. And, you know, he, like I said, he's a solid dude. But sadly, mm-hmm. like, they don't get along either. but anyway, I'm just glad that she didn't bring around somebody that I had to, like, send to the moon.
Right.
Somewhere. Because,
right.
you know, it's, like, I don't want to have to worry like that. There's enough things that I have to worry about.
Mm-hmm.
That the last thing I'm going to have to worry about you bringing somebody around. And, you know, I just, you know.
Right.
I'm out
yeah,
to do
that's,
things.
Yeah, that's, basically, you know, that's the, you know, the things that, you know, people fear and, you know, that's the thing, you know, especially, like I said, especially,
but yo,
I mean, in a way I see why men kind of be like, oh, don't be bringing dudes around and that aspect I see why, not because of your own ego, but because of the fact that we have stupidness going on around like that. Now, if you say
oh,
for
yeah,
that
I'm
reason, that's
to,
different.
Yeah.
But then you have somebody
going,
who's like, oh, don't be bringing no dudes around my kid because you worried about your own. It's like, no, bro. Let's kind of differentiate what you mean by that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I never really said that. But I think, but my whole thing was like, just be careful who you bring around. Because trust me, I'm watching. I'm like, I'm always watching. And I watch how my daughter moves.
Absolutely.
I watch if certain things are different. Like,
absolutely.
I watch. And I don't want to have to have this conversation with you because I don't care what you do for a living or what you did for a living or really who you know. But when it comes to my kid, all bets is off.
That's right.
Like,
absolutely.
that's when there's no, like, I don't expect any, when you do something to somebody's kid, I don't expect them to be civil at all.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's no civil, like, the chain, the lock is off the cage. Like, it is what it is.
I just go blind to everything, and then my rage just,
yeah.
you know, at that
yeah,
point,
exactly.
the rage just comes in, because it's just like, all right, what, huh, what, who,
yeah,
okay,
yeah, exactly.
you know what, you know,
nature.
Let me go get the Vaseline, and let me, give me something,
because yeah, yeah,
I'm going to do something.
Yeah, yeah
I forget about my feet hurting, I forget about all that, the feet don't
yeah.
hurt no more. The feet don't be hurting no more.
You know, preservation is the first rule
yeah.
of the first law. But before we skate out of here, you know, I'd like to say thank you for everybody, Blog Talk Radio,
everyone,
Internet World, Facebook for listening, checking us out. Yeah, I know because I had dropped the ball, cousin. But next week's topic, I really gotta holler at my young black men out there. You know, I got a couple of stories that I would like to share. And I can't. I'm not even just gonna just group it and just say like young black men, but you know what I'm saying, the youth in general, but especially men, but especially our young black men, because there's so many forces out there against you, and you don't even realize it. You think you know the game, but you have no idea how
Absolutely.
Big the chessboard is. And some of you cats is playing dominoes and checkers, and this is chess. It's not the same pieces, and the moves are not the same.
Yep.
You know, so you know, next week I just wanna, you know, cause I got cousins, I got male cousins, I got female cousins, I got nieces, I got nephews. Like, yo, I got godchildren. Like, yo, I'm concerned. I'm very much concerned in what's going on, you know, in the world. And if, like, remember back in school, there's certain things they didn't prepare us for. So you know what? Never let it be said that I didn't say something.
Yep.
Because I'm
going to
say something. You know what I'm saying? So,
absolutely.
You know, with that being said, any closing statements, Big Red?
Just everybody just be safe out there. Just, you know, like I said, just watch who you have around you, period. It ain't even just your children. Just be watch who you have around you, who you have around you, period. Because, like I said, everybody doesn't have your best interests at heart. Like, you'll know when that person is, you know, when you know that individual that's like, you know, their mind is there. They on point with you. So.
No doubt. And with that being said, another one in the can, Big Red, Brother B, the menu.
Yes,
Well, we out. Till next week.
We out.
Y'all be easy. Be safe.
Be easy.
Be loved.
Yeah. All right.
Peace.
Later.
Later.